Hachette Audio presents Revelation, a search for faith in a violent religious world, written by Dennis Covington, read by Alan Robertson. In memory of Sam Scott Covington, Jr., 1934 to 1994, my brother. Arise, cry out in the night. In the beginning of the watches, pour out thine heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift up thy hands toward him for the life of thy young children that faint for hunger in the top of every street. Lamentations chapter 2, verse 19. Author's note: the names of all people in this book who are not public figures have been changed to protect their privacy, given that they often live in places consumed by violence. Prologue. On a star-filled night in March of 2014, I was driving west from Lubbock, Texas to Prescott, Arizona, where I hoped to find the whereabouts of Carl and Marcia Mueller, the parents of Kayla Mueller, a 25-year-old humanitarian aid worker who had been kidnapped by the Islamic State of Iraq and al-Sham 7 months before. The public did not yet know that an American woman was among the Western hostages held by ISIS, the most brutal terrorist organization in the world. But along the Turkish-Syrian border, I had met, by chance, a man who claimed to be Kayla's husband. He was Syrian. He'd freely given me the information that his American wife was in an ISIS prison. He said they'd been kidnapped together in Aleppo, Syria in August, but that he'd been able to escape their captors. It was extremely important that what he told me be kept secret, he added. When I had dinner with the Syrian a few months later, he said he'd been imprisoned again, but had escaped or been released. The circumstances were unclear to me. He also said he was in contact with Kayla's parents in Arizona. I asked if they might be willing to talk to me. I told him I was writing a book about faith and about the strange confluence of faith and violence, or at least religion and violence, around the world. I wanted to ask the Muellers how they were managing to hold up under what seemed to me to be the worst possible circumstances for any parent of any child. When he told me they'd...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?